This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says no intelligence indicated the Afghan forces would fall so quickly.
As General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has said, nothing I or anyone else saw indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Blinken had mixed results in attempting to face down a second day of tough congressional questioning, this time from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, as a day earlier before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He was assailed by Democratic and Republican lawmakers alike over the administration's preparation for and handling of the pullout. Afghanistan's acting foreign minister, Amir Khan Mottaki, called on Tuesday for international donors to restart aid as the Taliban government seeks to shore up the finances of a country heavily reliant on external assistance after 40 years of near-continuous war. Following the insurgent Taliban's return to power after sweeping away government forces last month, a majority of international donors have frozen aid. Mottaki added that unfinished projects in the country should be completed to avoid waste of resources. He also called for more assistance from multilateral donors, including the World Bank, Asian Development Bank, and Islamic Development Bank. After the takeover, the United States froze Afghanistan's dollar-denominated bank deposits that make up the majority of the central bank's reserves. This is VOA News.